This is a podcast from WOR.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, kids. Now you get out there and remember, red means stop, green means go.
No, no, she can't take your mind and leave. I know it's just another trick she's got up her sleeve. I can't believe that she really wants you to die. After all the toll that you love, you paid for your life.
This is the place to be. WOR 710, the Taxi Dave Show. We are broadcasting live from the Tribeca Grill in New York City. I want to thank my friend Drew for allowing us to do this. And we're here with Claire. We're here with John McDonough, the Captivist. We're here with JFK Mike.
Yes.
And me, Taxi Dave.
Ooh.
What are we? What's the name of the show again?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Taxi Dave.
Anyway, it was another busy week. A lot of interesting things happened. Bruce Schaller actually came out with a report called Unsustainable. It's a report with a question mark on the end. And if you don't know who Bruce Schaller is, he's the principal of Schaller Consulting. He used to be the Deputy Commissioner for Traffic and Planning in New York City at the Department of Transportation. And he's also held managerial spots, responsible jobs at the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission and the MTA, New York City Transit. He's done studies before for the United States Department of Transportation for local governments throughout the country on transportation and transit and for hire issues. He's known as a widely acknowledged expert on issues related to taxis, to Uber, and to Lyft. And here right now is JFK Mike.
Thank you very much, Dave. I wasn't expecting such a quick intro there. Uh-huh. But just like to give a shout-out to all the people at the main lot at JFK with a reminder that this week you have to get your new sticker for the new system from the new people running the taxi dispatching at JFK. They said the stickers, there's a thing hanging up in the coffee shop, of course. That's where all our most important news.
They have a thing hanging up in the coffee shop?
There's a thing hanging up in the coffee shop. That's how we get our news. And apparently that the old stickers from the old company are gone, and they're going to be replaced with new stickers from the new taxi dispatching company. And they're going to be coming in this week. The letter says that Tuesday they're going to be in, but the way things work, this week is the big happy face for getting your new stickers from JFK Building 14, and you can say that you heard it all here on the Taxi Dave Show. Thank
now
you
Now, we
much.
Have a first here on the Taxi Dave Show, okay? Nobody's ever heard this before, okay? It's really an automotive secret, but on the way here today, I was in the left lane. People were passing me and cutting me off, and even though I was going fast, I went to the middle lane. People passing me on the right, cutting me off to get to the left lane. From the left lane, cutting me off to get to the right lane. So I moved to the right lane, and I watched cars cutting people off left and right. But one interesting thing was nobody used something called a signal. So to the left side of your steering wheel, there's a stick that sticks out there. And if you press down on it, you won't believe this, but a light flashes and lets people know you're going to move to the left.
Get
and if
out.
You move that stick up, would you believe a light flashes on the back of your car on the right
no.
side and it lets people know you're moving to the right? It's an amazing
you're
thing.
A man.
And nobody ever heard of it before.
Is that new technology?
I think so.
It's so great to be born.
At this time. It's amazing.
When does the 10-hour driving rule go into effect? I just got a text about the driving rule. The new taxi driving rule.
Good. Put that down. We'll get to that in a little while.
Got it.
Okay? We'll talk about the 10-hour driving rule, a lot of taxi stuff. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. I just want to speak a second about Travis Kalanick, the president.
Is it Kalanick or Kalanick? I forget how the pronunciation is. Kalanick?
Was he on the air?
I'm on the air.
Okay, now
I'm
you're
a moron.
On the air.
I pushed call.
No, it's
oh my god!
Isn't it Travis? Travis Kalanick.
Yeah, the mic really works good when you do that.
Well, after this week, certainly, I'm sure he needed a Kalanick.
Right. Makes two of us.
Yeah, it was interesting. Apparently, a driver for Uber had a surveillance camera in his car, a video in his car. And in the back seat, he actually picked up Travis Kalanick with two young girls.
Who's that?
Or two ladies.
Who is Travis?
Travis Kalanick is the CEO of Uber. Okay? So Travis Kalanick is in the back seat, and, you know, he's enjoying himself. And near the end of the ride, now this is a surveillance video, so you have to listen very hard, okay? Turn up your volume. We're going to be quiet. Listen to a conversation between an Uber driver and the CEO, Travis Kalanick, of Uber.
We are reducing the number of black cars on the system over the next 6 months.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you probably saw some email.
I saw the email starts in May. It's all about the rating. But you're raising the standards and you're dropping the prices.
We're not dropping the price on black.
But in general, the whole price.
Yeah, we have to. We have competitors. Otherwise, we've got a business.
Competitors, man. You had the business model in your hands. You could have the prices you want, but you choose to buy everybody a ride.
No. You misunderstand. We started high end. We didn't go low end because we wanted to. We went low end because we had to, because we'd be out of
here. What, Lyft? It's a piece of cake right there.
No, it seems like a piece of cake because I've beaten them. But if I didn't do the things I did, we would have been beaten, I promise.
Higher. We could go higher and more expensive. You get the best.
So here's the thing. We could do Lux in San Francisco. So I have guys working on Lux, which will be 50 to 75% more expensive than
but
Black.
But people are not trusting you anymore. Do you think people will buy cars anymore? Unless they buy them through the invoice. Otherwise, nobody want to buy a car. I lost $97,000 because of you. I bankrupt because of you.
Look.
Yes. You keep changing every day.
What have I changed about Black?
Huh?
What have
you changed?
I changed
the whole business.
What?
You dropped the prices.
On Black?
Yes, you did. What? How much is the mile now? $275?
You know what?
What?
Some people don't like to take responsibility for
I
their
take
shit.
Responsibility.
They blame everything.
But why are you sending an email
else?
For town car?
Good luck.
Good luck to you too. But I know you don't gonna go far.
Okay.
Whoa.
That was the CEO.
Goodness.
You heard that for the first time, huh?
Yes.
What do you think about his discussion with an Uber driver?
I think he doesn't care.
I think that Uber driver should be awarded the Taxi Dave Medal of Freedom. Do we have one?
Yeah.
John,
well,
you
know what? That surveillance camera is in the cab to catch people who rob the driver. That surveillance camera captured the biggest robber of the drivers in the United States, and he has them on film. And Dave, he issued a statement afterwards when this went viral. Now, he claims in the statement, and I'm going to read it, that he's sorry. But the only thing he's sorry is that he got caught talking to the driver like that. Now, here's his statement, which I have no doubt was written by a PR firm. By now, I'm sure you've seen the video where I treated an Uber driver disrespectfully. To say that I'm ashamed is an extreme understatement. My job as your leader is to lead, and that starts with behaving in a way that makes us all feel proud. That is not what I did, and it cannot be explained away. It is clear this video is a reflection of me, and the criticism we receive is a stark reminder that I must fundamentally change as a leader and grow up. This is the first time I've been willing to admit that I need leadership help and intend to get it. I want to profoundly apologize to Fosway, as well as the driver and riders community and the Uber team. What's wrong with this statement? He doesn't want to say that he wants to help the driver make more money. He's just ashamed that he got caught on
that's
video.
Right.
That's all. He
that's
didn't say, like, I'm going to raise up the rates for that. Because what that driver was talking about, if you go to the Uber headquarters, particularly on Jackson Avenue in Long Island City, they talk you and they try to talk you into leasing a car, if you don't have a car, from these dealers on Northern Boulevard. Because they say, you get this new thing and we'll take it out of your pay. And then what happens, you go belly up, the car goes back to the lot, and then it goes to the next thing. It's almost like a pyramid scheme that they're running.
Right.
So this guy probably did that. He got an SUV. They get these huge Escalades and Explorers, which I don't know how they run them with the gas and everything. Mm-hmm. And then they're dropping the price on them.
Yep.
Where the guy can make no money. He can't afford to pay the leasing fee.
Right. And then, Dave, you said not only are they dropping the price on the drivers, but there are often times when the passenger is charged more and the driver doesn't even know about it.
That's right. We kind of broke the story here about a month ago where drivers were coming into my office and saying, you know, the passenger was showing them $88 for a fare, and the driver's phone said $65. And then others came in and said that the passenger showed them it was a surcharge, double the price, but not a surcharge on the driver's end. So that means that Uber, in certain cases, are making as much or more than the driver, which is not fair. You know, and then you have this guy going out for his birthday, okay, speaking in a condescending manner.
Oh,
but,
my.
You know, I had a dream the other night, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, I'm under too much pressure, folks. I actually had a dream about Travis Kalanick.
That's
okay?
Scary.
And it was at his funeral, and the speaker said, will somebody come up and say something nice about Travis, the president of Uber, and nobody stood up. He said, will somebody please come up and say something nice about Travis, and nobody stood up. Finally, he said, there must be someone here who has something nice to say about Travis Kalanick, the president of Uber. And one guy in the back yelled out, his brother was worse. Anyway.
Well done.
You heard the surveillance video. And right now, let's take a caller. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Bert, you're first up on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, David. How was everybody tonight? I want to talk to you just for a brief second about what the Uber president said. First of all, Airport Mike is right. He apologized because he got caught. That's number one. Number two, if you want to apologize and you want to change your ways, which I saw on the internet he did, why not tell the truth? Why not get up there and say, you know what, I went into business, and one of the things I wanted to do was destroy the medallion taxi industry, not only in New York, but all over the world, which he's pretty much succeeded in doing. I watched in Italy last week, the taxi drivers actually took to the street and got violent. And while nobody wants to, you know, advocate violence, sometimes that's the only thing that works. And otherwise we wouldn't have the United States of America. It was called the American Revolution. Sometimes you have to do that. So anyway, so he got caught. If you notice Uber, what they do when they hire somebody, every hire they hire, usually somebody from the Obama administration, by the way, an ex-Obama administration employee, mm-hmm. is always an executive or somebody from Silicon Valley, okay? You never hear them say, well, we hired 50 people that were drivers. You see, that's the one thing that the other industries, I think, have over Uber. They understand what it is to
over Uber?
Drive a taxi.
Yeah.
Because they drove a taxi in this, you know, in their fields. Now Uber just hires executives, and that's why they're never going to really understand or care about the driver. And this also all started with Mayor Bloomberg. And I don't know why there is an investigation when a mayor is a public official, he's supposed to be held or she's supposed to be held to a higher standard. You go on in public. I'm going to destroy an industry, then make rules where you have to buy a certain taxi, a wheelchair taxi, or this taxi, everything that killed the medallion industry, and then you go out quietly, and I don't know, like I say, I can't accuse him because I'm not investigating him. I would like to investigate him, and let's see what he invested in after he destroyed an industry.
There you
Did
go.
Did he invest in the other industry? Did he invest in Uber? Did he invest in Lyft? Why is it that nobody brings this up?
Well, I mean, you have a lot of people out there who have left the taxi commission and gone straight line into Uberland, which I think is a complete outrage. And the thing I think they should put into action as a law in the books, have some kind of space or time frame where you just can't go from the taxi commission to work for Uber. I mean, it's an outrage because we have people, Dave, what is it, they're like 6 months or the next month they're working for Uber straight from the taxi commission, in my opinion, but the taxi commission. And what is very unnerving is the fact they have our information. A lot of times they have the way we do business. They have the areas we work. And all that information goes straight into Uber for helping them to destroy us. I think that's ridiculous. And you know, they should really look at
this. This guy Ram sent me an email. Former TLC employees should not be able to work for any company that
right.
the TLC regulates
yeah.
for life.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not uncommon. I was down in Philadelphia last month. And a woman behind me says, oh, I worked with you. I worked under Commissioner David Yasky at the Taxi Limousine Commission. Now she's representing Lyft. I mean, it just never ends.
Yeah, and why can't they put as something as simple as the rates for the cab on the side of the cab door? It worked pretty good for, I don't know, 80 years. And then Yasky, who's not even the commissioner of the Taxi Commission anymore, he's been gone for almost 2 or 3 years, put the rates for the cab on the side of the door.
Dave, he's talking about the regulations. The New York Daily News had a great editorial this week, and it talked about Uber has now went over the 50,000 car mark here in New York City, and the report that you opened up with is talking about the congestion, just Uber alone, and what it's doing. Maybe you can explain to our audience, in order to add more medallions to the city, what was the process that the yellow cabs medallion business had to go through in order to add cabs?
An environmental impact study was required. And the city of New York did an environmental impact study and found that additional medallions wouldn't impact the environment in a negative way. So they were allowed to have an auction.
Yeah, but on a limited basis, not uncontrolled.
Absolutely. And not only that, there were 2,000 that were supposed to be auctioned and only 400 were auctioned at the last auction or the last couple of auctions. But going back to Bruce Schaller's report that came out about traffic, specifically about the app-based company, Additional Traffic in New York City. He states some things in a summary. The rise of app-based ride services has raised widespread concerns about their effects on traffic congestion and vehicle emissions, and also about their potential to undermine public transit and taxi services that are essential components of urban transportation networks. The overarching question is how app-based ride services, also called transportation network companies, TNCs, might support or obstruct goals for mobility, safety, and environmental sustainability. So you're right. You know, and after this report, let me just read a couple of excerpts from the report. TNC transported 15 million passengers per month in the fall of 2016, nearly as many trips as served by the city's yellow taxi industry in 43,000 licensed vehicles. Now, there's only 13,787 yellow cabs, and a large portion of them are not working, okay? But here's the key paragraph here. It's really two sentences. A continuation of TNC-led growth in travel is not a sustainable way to grow the city. Adding TNC mileage to already congested streets will lead to mounting costs for businesses and consumers from increasing traffic delays and hinder progress towards the city's goal for mobility, economic growth, and the environment. So in response to you, John, there really should be an environmental impact study before one more vehicle is allowed to work for Uber or any of those app companies at this time.
Yeah. And it's a locust swarm coming into the city, and I think at 4 or 5 o'clock every day, you have 50,000 cars coming in because of this Uber disaster.
Hey, Noah, see if we can get Bruce Schaller on the line for next week, okay?
Yeah.
Great.
And each one of these cars, you figure they're 10 feet wide by 14 feet long, and there's space between the cars. So 50,000 times, let's say, 150 square feet each It's in the millions of extra square foot of traffic pouring into Central Business District at 4 and 5 o'clock. And a lot of these cars aren't group riding. They're one person and two people. The city is not designed for this. It's a disaster, self-inflicted disaster, with the Taxi Commission and the de Blasio administration. And they have to start capping these Uber cars. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but we also can't forget there's Lyft, there's Juno, there's Via. There's the limousines, there's the black cars. I mean, we're focusing in on Uber, but the other apps, they're expanding exponentially, too, into the city. How many times do you have to look at those eyebrows, those pink eyebrows that they have on in the dashboard?
Mustaches,
or whatever. And you see them all over the place.
The guy can't see out the window. He's got TOC stickers, inspection stickers, pink mustaches. What the hell else? He's got
about three or four iPhones.
That at my granddaughter's fifth birthday party, they gave out mustaches, okay, to the adults. So, you know.
They're now drivers for Lyft.
I already have one.
A bunch of five-year-olds. What could I say? This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Claire, JFK Mike, and John McDonough. I like that comment, by the way. Two words. Over Uber. That's pretty good. Over Uber. Say it three times fast.
Super, super.
Karen wants to remind everybody
Uber
that there's TIF, the 30 cents that is charged to every yellow cab. There's incentives for drivers. You get 50 cents. You drive an accessible taxi cab, you get 50 cents on each fare. Not just each accessible fare, each fare. Okay? So one of the most important factors of being able to reap the monetary TIF program incentives is to verify that the TLC has your current address. You can check this by going to the TLC website, the LARS section, L-A-R-S. Click on your address and phone number and make sure it's correct on the screen. Then be sure to add an email address. You must have a good email address because that's what the TLC uses to send industry notices and other important information. And then you can register for the TIF.
What is TIF? What are you talking about?
TIF luck. No. TIF.
The
Transportation Improvement Fund. That's the 30-cent surcharge added to every yellow taxi fare you see in the city of New York. Originally, to help offset the costs of the new accessible vehicles, because the new accessible vehicles are about twice the price, let's say, of what the Camry hybrids were. Not only that, but they're heavier, which means that if there was an accident, there would probably be more damage and more repairs.
Uses more gas, too.
So the TIF money, if an owner of a medallion purchased one, and now they have to purchase them, will get $14,000 back from whatever they cost, $48,000, let's just use a number. They'll get $14,000 back, and as they keep the yellow cab on the road, every 4 months those yellow cabs have a thorough inspection, more thorough than in New Jersey or New York City or Connecticut's Department of Motor Vehicles inspections, and once they pass inspection, they'll get another $1,333. So you actually get incentives for buying the car. You also get incentives for driving an accessible yellow cab. But you must have an up-to-date email address with the Taxi Limousine Commission in order to qualify. And March 9th, by the way, is the last date to file your TIF, to send in your TIF money if you're a medallion owner. You've been collecting it. Now March 9th, you have to send it out. So we're collectors for the disabled to help them. We're collectors for the MTA on the 50-cent surcharge. You know, some drivers were saying, how come I don't get paid like a collection agency? You know, shouldn't we get 15% of this? Yep. You know what? You probably should, but that's not the way the law is written. Okay? I'm sorry to say. I want to thank Drew again at the Tribeca Grill for letting us broadcast live. This is a first here.
Woo!
Okay, and by the way, the lamb meatballs are delicious, Mike.
Meatballs are delicious.
Oh, my God. That's right. Outstanding.
Here's an email. Dear Taxi Dave, I would not have bought a medallion if the law stated that what I was buying was a person putting their arm up. I would have thought if something new came out, someone could do what I could do and the exclusive gone. That would have meant it was open to competition with the medallion's worth based on income with risk instead of income with little risk, the medallion being an investment protected by the government. An exclusive is an exclusive. It means 100%. Very good.
Right.
We have some intelligent listeners. And then we have some unintelligent listeners, too, but I won't get into those guys, okay?
Could I just give another shout-out about these tags at JFK? Because I am JFK, Mike. If there's breaking news at the JFK lot, I just want to rehash some old stuff.
Let me just tell you, we just got another email. Uber does about 226,000 rides per day. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Real quick, the new company doing the JFK taxi dispatch at JFK apparently is a company called ABM. Don't ask me to spell it. It's called ABM. And they sent a letter that they hung up in the coffee shop. It's called, it says, issuance of RFID tags to work JFK and LGA airports. Also, it's for LaGuardia, too.
There's a lot of acronyms here. I don't know.
There's a lot of acronyms,
yes. I didn't
know you
had a PhD.
But it's a lot to remember. But this week, you got to get your tag changed to the new tag for the new taxi company that's running the lot at JFK and LaGuardia, apparently. Versus the old tag, which one of the dispatchers was nice enough to rip off my windshield while I was waiting
JFK,
in line.
What does this tag mean? I mean, most people are not. What do you mean tag?
It means you're it.
It means you're it, exactly. That means you have to have a tag. It's like a high-tech thing where you go through the scanner at the dispatch booth at JFK. You get to see what booth you're going, what terminal you're going to. But apparently the stickers are not in, so a couple of people have had their stickers ripped off the windshield. And it's like, when do I get the new sticker? Oh, they should be in next week. So for now, they're writing out little pink slips, old school style. But just want you to know all this chaos is happening this week. So if you got some bottles of aspirin in the house, you might want to bring it along with you for at least the next few days. Thank you.
If you like the Jacob Javits Center, you're going to love this. A lot of national conventions do not come to New York because we don't have a big convention center, big enough. There's bigger convention centers in Chicago, in Las Vegas, and other cities. Well, a groundbreaking ceremony occurred this past week for the expansion of our current Jacob Javits Convention Center on the west side of Manhattan. It's a $1.5 billion project. The expanded Javits Center will generate $393 million in new economic activity. It's supposedly, with everything they're going to do, it's going to reduce traffic congestion in the area and increase efficiency of operations to allow for new and expanded events. We certainly need it. When people want to come to New York, but they can't because they can't.
How is it going to reduce traffic? If more people are going to it, wouldn't it make sense that you know?
Maybe they're going to have a big parking lot finally down there because there's no place to park down there.
Well, the only thing that's really helping it was the expansion of the 7 line that goes over there to the Hudson Terminal, so you can walk now from the 7 train over to the Javits Center. Yeah. Otherwise. It was a long walk.
I just want to say real quick, whatever the taxi dispatchers are making at JFK and LaGuardia, whatever they're being paid, it's not enough. They should at least get another 40% more, right?
Yeah, they really should.
Well, you can help contribute to that.
I can. Legally.
I don't know. There are some people who contribute now.
Yeah.
Okay. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. When we come back, we'll take some calls. Our email is taxihale@aol.com. Oh, here's an email. Juno is currently running about 150,000 rides a week, 21,500 a day. See, we have the most intelligent listeners, the Taxi Dave Show. On behalf of John McDonough, JFK Mike, Claire, and Taxi Dave, we will be right back. And we have a special guest a little later, Ray Longchamp, one of my favorite musicians. But we'll get to that after we do our inside baseball stuff.
Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Giffen has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com.
www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
The Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're here with John McDonough, the Cabtivist. You have a couple of shows coming up,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, if you want to find out, go to CABTIVIST.com. I have 2 free shows at Westchester Community College on Tuesday, one at 9:30 in the morning and the Blue Place Special at 11. And then I'll be not banned in Boston next month. So if you want to keep up with my exploits about a one-man play about driving in this crazy city for the last 40 years, go to
campdivist.com.
I would hope so, anyway. I mean, otherwise...
Yeah.
Go to where, John?
Very entertaining.
Campdivist.com. I'm part cabbie, part activist.
I like that. Over Uber.
Hybrid.
Over Uber. Right. Under Uber.
And you know what, Taxi Dave, you're talking about you have a lot of meetings, and it's now being reported on AP that you met with the Russian ambassador this week before you testified at the city council. Everybody else is meeting him.
You have
Noah, in addition to Bruce Schall, I get the Russian ambassador
yes,
on next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to talk to Taxi Dave.
Hello,
hello, Dave.
Yes, you have moves.
Long time no see.
So, there was a hearing at the New York City Council. And let me read an opening statement by Chairman of the Transportation Committee, Council Member Idanis Rodriguez, who's been on this show a few times. And here's an excerpt from his opening statement. Fares and ridership are down considerably. Daily fare box revenues for the yellow taxis were 10% lower in December 2016 than the prior year and 25% lower compared to December 2012. The total yellow taxi trips per day in April 2016 were down almost 9% compared with April 2015 and down 21% compared to April 2010. Sure, a lot of that has to do with traffic also. And importantly, many taxis now sit idle, even at the busiest times of day, and are not out on the road servicing passengers. And then he directs this to the chairwoman of the Taxi Limousine Commission, who's also been on the show, Amira Joshi. Chair Joshi? Zoshi, last year, appearing before this committee, you described the medallion market as essentially frozen and testified that you thought it was important for the city to streamline the medallion system and address market obstacles in our rules and laws that we might make lower some of the administrative hurdles of owning a medallion. Hurdles which sometimes make it very difficult for new investors who want to get into the market. You said that you believe we should realign the law to reflect market realities and not make our laws obstacles to people who are interested in investing in the yellow taxi industry. I'm happy to say that that is precisely what we are here to discuss today. So there were two introductions. Those are new laws that there was a hearing on, 1474 and 1475. And the headline in the Taxi Insider newspaper, which, by the way, hit the streets this weekend, my editorial title is, It's Time to Buy or Lease Medallions.
Yep.
And it is.
Great.
What these two introductions will do is something spectacular. Right now, there's a stumbling block. If the city auctions off medallions, there's no 5% transfer tax. But the city isn't auctioning off medallions. If you transfer an existing medallion, the purchaser has to pay, or someone has to pay, a 5% transfer tax. So let's say a $500,000 medallion, yes, which is half, I'm using as an example of what it once was, a purchaser would need $25,000 just for the transfer tax. What Intro 1474 does, it reduces that 5% to 0.5%. And the $25,000 will now be $2,500 if this law passes.
Oh, my God.
So last week we were on and we were discussing the possibilities of buying medallions, and it looks like very soon is going to be the time if the city council passes this rule.
And I just like to jump in there and say, not only that, but you can partner up with a buddy or like a fellow cabbie, and you can chip in on the car and pay the expenses. And also, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there is a fare increase review by the Taxi Commission in April, which will be very interesting to see how that all helps with the taxi business being stuck in the mud for the last couple of years. But I think now it's starting to come out, and it's getting very easy to acquire a medallion. So if you're looking for a business in New York, it's 80 years in running, so it might not be the worst time to
look
into it.
He just brought up about a fare increase. How can drivers go and participate in just the discussion about it at a TLC hearing? First of all, it's in the worst possible place in the world, the offices, because there's no parking downtown where they have it.
Right.
But they do make it difficult on something as important as the livelihood of a yellow cab driver, where he might have a say in it. What is the process on that?
There have been studies done in the past, and really studies which cost a lot of money are part of what you need to show why a fare increase is needed. The Taxi and Limousine Commission, on every odd year in April, by law, they have to have a hearing for lease cap rates. Right now, it's a good time to lease a medallion also. If you can't afford to buy a medallion, it's a real good time to lease a medallion and buy the vehicle. And if you can't afford to do that, there's another alternative for flexibility. You can drive for a fleet by the shift. You know, shifts have never been as affordable, and a lot of the cars are in great shape. So you have three alternatives here in the industry. But as far as a rate of fare increase, I think the commissioners, some of them are new. If you look at the Taxi Insider newspaper, I introduce all the commissioners off their website, who they are, what they look like, and their background. And they need to hear that you want to make more money. I mean, the chairman of the New York City Transportation Committee, Councilman Rodriguez, stated, I mean, I really didn't know this, that yellow taxi trips are down 21% from April 2010 till April 2016. And fare box revenue is down 25% in the last 4 years as well.
There you
That's
go.
Serious stuff.
Yep.
That, to me, is enough for a rate of fare increase.
Right.
And you need to, you know, go down. The Taxi and Limousine Commission doesn't send out mailing notices, save a tree. They use their website. So you have to go onto the TLC website and check it every day like I do.
But this is something that's known 2 years in advance, and they still can't give you a date until a couple of days before. Is that it? I mean,
that's right.
See, this is so ridiculous that they could actually make a date for 2019. So we don't even have the date for 2017 where taxi drivers can go down and voice their concern or try to get a rise in the fares. And I know, Dave, we were talking before about how a lot of the drivers don't want that because Uber will undercut it. Uber will base his prices based on what the yellow cabs are charging, and charge below it. So the yellow cab fare goes up, they'll charge a little below it, because they're basing it now on the yellow cab fares, and they're charging a little below it in order to make more money. So it really, that's just how it's going to work.
Right. Dave, I'd just like to jump in. With the structure of the fare increase, I think What they could definitely look into is something along the like just peripheral stuff. Like if someone has a lot of luggage at Kennedy, they should let the cabbie legally be able to charge for some trunk space. Like some of these people come back from vacation, I think they fill their suitcases with sand. They bring the beach back with them. And also we have some multiple stops. Some people go crazy with multiple stops all over the city. They block traffic. And right now that's free. So they're just little things they could look at without totally getting the metered rate out of whack, but something where it would be win-win stuff for the cabbies and the riding public and to keep traffic moving.
Well, one of the things we're losing at in the city, and I see it now driving, we get no fares to Jersey City or Hoboken. That should be a flat rate. Someone gets in, make it $25, make it $30 to go to Hoboken or Jersey City so we can be competitive against Uber. Right. Because right now, as soon as you come out of the Lincoln and Honolulu Tunnel, you're supposed to put the meter on double the fare, and it is expensive. But we get back and forth from Jersey City. It's like going to Long Island City.
Right.
So this TLC should look into corporate Hoboken and Jersey City. As someone gets in, flat fare. $30, $35. Keep it. Let's market to what Uber's charging.
Right.
Because right now we're getting nothing. We're not going to Jersey. I think Newark is. You might as well be going to San Francisco. We're getting no.
We'll let you know. We'll let everybody know when the April hearing is. And all you drivers, if you think that you deserve an increase and you want an increase, go down there. Put your name on the list to speak.
Yep.
Let's take Bob. You're on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay. Let's take David. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, you're live.
Dave?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Noah.
You're on the air, Chief. Go ahead.
Is somebody pressing a button here?
Nope.
No.
Nope, nobody's... All right. Well, we have technical difficulties, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
All of you callers, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. There's a reason why we're the number one show. There's a reason why we're the number one show in New York City, and it's because of you. All of you listeners. So we do appreciate it. If we lost you, just stay right there. I'll try to get back to you.
And the number is?
And the number is, what is the number? 800-321-0710. Let me see if we can get one of those first two callers back. Bob, you're on the Taxi Dave Show. Bob, going once, going twice. You're gone. Okay, enough of this. Why don't we just, let's just talk amongst ourselves.
Okay, goody.
My gosh.
Oh, real quick, could I just mention nyctaxinews.com? I know sometimes you get upset when I say nyctaxinews.com, but I just feel sometimes I get an urge to say nyctaxinews.com.
And what do people see when they go to that website?
They see everything. There's a whole lot of stuff. There's a message board. They actually see the Taxi Insider newspaper in PDF form.
For March.
For right now. It's all happening now. So if you didn't get a chance to walk out the front door, it was 15 degrees, and you're like jonesing for the Taxi Insider newspaper, it's right there on the website. NYCTaxiNews.com. It's the best taxi newspaper on the streets right now in New York City. And I just want to say, everybody, that it's got great articles. It's got an article from Dave about leasing and editorials. Ruben Diaz is in there talking about compensation stuff. And we have healthcare articles, letters from cabbies, great advertisers, and usually advertisers help the people that put gas in this tank at the Taxi Dave Show.
Nice.
Yes.
You can advertise on the Taxi Insider newspaper for as little as $100 a month.
Nice.
You can get a little square thing on one of the front pages over there
yeah.
for $100. And support all our current advertisers, please. I just want to read this letter from Joe Bija. He took enough time to take pictures of a hustler at JFK Airport.
Ooh.
And let me just try to read the letter. The above-pictured person hustles passengers behind the dispatcher booth at Terminal 8 at JFK. In fact, when a passenger got in my car, that person in the picture put the passenger's luggage in his car, but they didn't go with him because he said the fare was $110 for Manhattan.
Mm.
When the passenger told me that, I told the dispatcher, but the dispatcher didn't come out of his dispatch booth. Every time a passenger comes out from the arrivals, first he gets hit by all the bus services like NYC Airport or Express, then the Super Shuttle, then all the hustlers like Uber, Lyft, and even people with Pennsylvania license plates.
If passengers survive that, then they come to the yellow taxi stand. The TLC sells medallions, but they don't have take any responsibility. Right now, it takes 2 to 3 hours to get a passenger from JFK. It looks like every place there's a conspiracy that wants to destroy the taxi industry. The city and the TLC sold medallions and promised to protect our interests. If they can't keep their promise, they should take back the medallions and give us back our money, the same way like Trump University paid back $25 million for false promises he couldn't keep. Let's take a break, and now all the phones are good. Sorry to keep everybody waiting, but we're going to have a special guest when we come back also, Ray Longchamp. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Perlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Perlin can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Perlin has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PerlandBrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Perland.
Hey, Taxi.
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
See that girl barefoot in the floor, whistling and singing, she's a carrier.
Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Morrow's Credit Union. You can get there from here. A couple of quick emails. Capping Uber cars? At this point, Uber needs to be castrated. Okay, great. Taxi Dave, is it realistic to expect de Blasio to limit growth of TNCs in an election year? In Hungary and a few other countries, Uber cannot take over taxi drivers' jobs, so why let it happen in New York City? Okay, the Nissan NV200 accessible or not is another reason why taxi industry is lagging behind in service to the riding public. This vehicle is a lemon as a taxi. It falls apart within a year on the road. Thank you so much for that email. Another email, in addition to your conversation, Uber and Lyft have made a mockery of the TLC. They rented offices in the same building so they don't have to go far. They just walk into the TLC offices. Thank you so much for that email, Taxi Dave. The bogus driver fatigue rule is passed, according to driver camp. Listen, let me just tell you about the driver fatigue rules real quick. They're not going into effect for 6 months. The TLC is going to study them. We will get into detail and talk more about them next week, okay? But let me just tell you a little bit about somebody that is a phenomenal musician, okay? Ray Longchamp. If you like the Allman Brothers, the first time I heard the Peach Project, I did a double take. Not only did I think it was the Allman Brothers, they were better than the Allman Brothers. Yes, better than Dwayne, believe it or not. So with us right now is a special guest and a friend of mine, Ray Longchamp. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay. You want to tell us a little bit about the Peach Project and how it started and where you are now and what kind of music you play?
Sure. We started about 7 years ago. I had a bunch of friends I've been playing with over the years. They're all really good musicians. And, you know, we play Allman Brothers as covers in addition to other things on gigs. And the idea just came in my head, man, we do this stuff pretty good. Why not do a full-blown Allman Brothers tribute? And I think it was my stepson came with the idea named Peach Project. And we put it together and had a ball, kind of started snowballing. We went deeper into the tunes and really learned them, and are just having a great time 7 years later doing it.
So let me ask you something. I saw the other night OMG, okay,
sure.
Which means one man gathers, I guess, right?
Right.
And you, I feel a lot of the Dwayne Allman when you play some of the Grateful Dead music as well. I mean, I don't
well,
know if
that's. That's always a compliment anytime you
okay.
Mention me in that breath.
Tell me about members of the band. Are you known as a virtuoso?
Oh, that's nice of you to say. I keep plugging away, hopefully. I just went to see Tommy Emmanuel last night, so I'm a little humbled after seeing that. I've never heard like that.
Okay, listen, if anybody wants to see, okay, Ray Longchamp play or the you know, or any of your bands, OMG or the Peach Project, why don't you give me a couple of gigs and dates?
Okay. Well, first of all, we have a website. I have a website. It's raylongchamp.com, one word, RayLongchamp.com. The Peach Project has a website that's peachproject.com, one word. So you can always find it there. But some upcoming things we're doing that are pretty cool, we're going to be playing the Stanhope House, which is a venerable blues club in Stanhope, New Jersey. Great place. A lot of history in its bones. We'll be there on April 14th and May 21st, just with the Peach Project. And then we're playing with the Peach Project and OMG May 6th and May 7th at the Warwick Valley Winery.
Oh, that's a great venue.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's great. It's really fun up there. And we're going to be at Mexicali Live, which is another great club in Teaneck. Great stage, but it's top shelf club on June
16th. Oh, we're losing you on your phone. Move around a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
Mexicali Live, June 16th.
Okay.
That's going to be a great one. And we have a bunch of other gigs at some wineries and outdoor festivals and other stuff in the works.
Peachproject.com and RayLongchamp.com. Is that correct?
That's it. You got it.
All right, Ray. Thank you so much for coming on the Taxi Dave Show. I can't wait to see you, especially when the weather gets a little warmer at the wineries.
Oh, thank you, man.
And I'll see you around.
Appreciate it.
This is the Taxi Dave Show, so let's take some calls. Bob, you're on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, I was only kidding. Bob's not on the Taxi Dave Show. How about Vinny? Hi, Bob.
How you doing? You know, Mr. McDonough, when you said that 50,000 extra cars from Uber?
Right.
The question with this is,
over Uber.
Why are these people who are trying to calm down traffic increasing traffic?
That's a great question. That's the $64,000 question. According to New York City politicians, at least 2 years ago, 50,000 more cars in New York City don't cause more traffic. They don't cause more pollution. In fact, they're just figments of our imagination. Okay?
Yeah, well, that's a hell of a figment of imagination.
Yeah. Bob, you know, thanks for bringing up the obvious. I mean, you know, sometimes, 50,000 more cars. Here's Bruce Schaller's report. It's saying just the opposite of what the city said 2 years ago. Of course, 50,000 more cars. Let's take our next caller. Vinny, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
David.
Yes.
David, congratulations.
Yes.
You have a top show, and you're the biggest fighter for the taxi industry that I know in over many, many years.
Wait a second. Is this Vinny Cipone?
Yes, and how's Mike doing?
Yeah, we're speaking to Babe Ruth right now.
Mike, you got a good idea by charging for luggage at the airport.
I try and charge for everything, brother. That's me.
Listen, they go to Hawaii, these people. They go to Vegas. They spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. So what the hell is a couple of dollars?
Bingo. Vinny, welcome aboard, man. A long time no hear. Dave's got a great show. Everybody loves it. Number one
talk show. He's a star. Yeah. Listen, I have one thing to say. Whatever happened to the Sierra Club?
The Sierra? The what?
Every little thing, and who had asthma, who had a heart attack because they couldn't breathe the air in the city.
I can't
now
breathe. I can't. Nobody can breathe anymore. We're talking to death in New York because of all these cars.
Okay. Listen, got to go now. John McDonough, all my callers. Okay, Ray Longchamp, JFK, Mike, Claire, thank you so much for being on the Taxi Dave Show, for making us number one. All right, we try to give you as much information as we can and put 5 pounds of you-know-what in a one-pound bag. So stay tuned. We'll be back next week. This is the Taxi Dave Show brought to you by Morris Credit Union. And I got to go now. Taxi, and thank you, Tribeca Grill. Love you guys.
This has been a podcast from WOR.